inside the eye of your mind.
What does the face
What does the face in the soup say?
Say to the boy.
Bucci.
Okay.
Last time, I'm Bucci.
Dave, you want a massage, just ask me. What was your favorite part of camp? I screamed. She went to Pasty White Legs Camp. All sorts of fun. And I got all these plums. You'll know what intimate apparel is, you know, when you grow up. I shouldn't even be talking to you, but forget I said that. Let's make a new urban legend. This is a story about a bullied, isolated child. Where's daddy? Oh, he's in the closet doing Bucci. The story of the guy, the DJ, and the guy who calls the DJ. Building a new urban legend for the 20th century. You don't need to, you know what? A lot of urban legends don't want to get bogged down in a lot of soup.
There has to be some suspense. The soup man, the face in the soup.
Gotcha.
He tells the kid.
Okay.
He says, give me your phone.
Give me your phone, kid.
In this saturated TikTok environment, you think that's going to break through?
No, I don't, but the soup does.
Yeah, he was sloshing around. He got really popular. Everyone started doing the slosh in nightclubs.
It's now about the soup monster, no longer about the boy.
He doesn't like young kids because, you know, no one saved him when he was choking.
Can I see your phone for like 2 seconds?
And the soup went...
And now, this week on Bucci.
Chair is too squeaky. Oh. Give me my shaker chair. It's the only shaker chair that has wheels and a mesh back and plastic. Plastic. Don't like that reverb. Also, this chair is too low. I'm not having a nervous breakdown. I'm just having a, just nervous, but I'm maintaining. All right. Kind of feels for some reason I haven't done this show in a while, but I know that's not true. I know that's not true. Hey! Folks, it's Bucci.
Bucci.
Ah! Easy, Italian lady. I came up to this Italian lady. I say, can you say Bucci at me? And she screamed it. That's okay. I'm used to Italian women screaming at me.
Bucci.
All right, let's get it started. Let's pop a top. Crack. Mmm. Gatorade. Ugh. It is warm. It is orange. It's more warm than it is orange. Let's bring you down. Yeah, listen to this chair. Squeak, squeak. Yeah, this... I'm going to take another sip. I might not be able to finish this thing. It's warm because my cat has been sitting on it all day long. Sitting on this Gatorade all day. So, you know, I was getting to the show. I'm like, I need my drink for the show. So I had to move him, like, squeegee the puddle of Gatorade that was under him into a bottle and then head to the studio. And so it's, you know, the glass is half full, but it's also half full with Gatorade that's been filtered through a sofa and a cat. So the glass is also half empty. All right, let's address something right up top. We're coming to the end. The end. I hate that reverb. We're coming to the end of the summer schedule right now here at WFMU. Coming to an end like summer itself. And we're entering the fall schedule, which goes from when? September 8th to, I think, June 8th, 26. That's what I call 2026. And I have some bad news and some good news and some bad news. First, the bad news is Friday night, Bucci.
Friday. Friday. Yeah, forever. Fridays.
That's going away. I will no longer be on Fridays. I thought I was going to be buried with this Friday's drop.
Friday.
No, don't want to play that anymore. But and it's not to be. The Friday night party that people are already calling that friggin' show between Mona and Put the Needle on the Record, that's over. Alan 6 will now be on Fridays, starting, you know, September 8th, or I don't know when his show falls, the 12th. And he's doing his popular talk show, Ask Alan. Seems like I should have asked Alan to not steal my slot from me, but I didn't do that. Didn't think I needed to do that, but apparently you did. But that doesn't mean, that doesn't mean that Bucci is doomed. All right? Bucci is not doomed, like the subject line of the email that Ken sent me.
Trust Bucci.
Because there's a flip side to this bad news, and that is the good news. Because Bucci is moving back to his old time, Tuesdays. 6 to 7 p.m.
Tuesdays. Bucci Tuesdays. Tuesdays.
His old friend Tuesdays. When I first started doing this thing, capital T, I was on Tuesdays, and now I am so again. So that's great. And then the other bad news on the other side of that good news is kind of irrelevant. The callus on my heel broke open like 2 minutes before the show, and now it's like an open wound that I put all my weight on. But that's Bucci the guy's problem. It doesn't have to do with Bucci the show yet. But so Tuesdays on September 9th, I'll be back in my old friend, and I hope everyone follows me over there. And it's not like that thing when, you know, the networks keep, you know, they have a show and they keep moving it around from day to day, from time slot to time slot, like they did with Quantum Leap. And until the fan base lost track of the show and the show was canceled and Sam Beckett never made it back home. I hope that's not going to happen to Bucci.
Bucci.
But yeah, so we're going to have it's all we're going to do is going to be the same show. It's just going to be on a different day. And I hope you guys can handle that. You can handle that, and I'm talking right at you. So, but let's not talk about that. We still have one more week here on the Friday, and we're going to make the most of it. So, what am I going to talk about? Oh, it's getting worse. I think I have some of my cat's kidney medicine in this Gatorade as well. I think some of it seeped through. So, this week, people who follow me there on Instagram, Bucci Nights, know that I recently lost my job. I worked at a furrier called Steve's Fur and Feathers, and it was owned by my friend Steve. And he, unfortunately, did some downsizing this month and got rid of all the people who were bad at their jobs. And I was, you know, I was shocked. I was relying on the Peter Principle for job security. That was my job security, the Peter Principle. But unfortunately, Steve's principle was anyone not getting their work done, and also anyone smuggling swatches of fur out of the warehouse in their cheeks are fired. And I met both of those things. So lost a job. I got this condo I got to pay for. I got this friggin', I almost swore, mortgage. So I've been back on my job interview biz this week. Libraries, universities, WFMU, that went well. And Hens, I applied for a job where the description just said hens. It was a job. It turned out it was just a job watching hens make babies. And so while these went okay, I think, you know, I'm a good interview. You know, I'm direct. I'm looking right at you, or your neck. You know, you don't know I'm not looking at your eyes. I'm looking at your neck. And, you know, I'm wearing a suit and, you know, lots. And I'm come prepared. I got my resume. Zzz. But I did recognize kind of suddenly that there is a major flaw in my interview style that has been hamstringing me and kind of preventing me from not exactly getting these jobs that I so want. It's not my attitude, and it's not my my tracksuit. It happens, the thing I'm talking about is right at the very end of the interview. So the thing is gone, we've been talking about all my responsibilities, and I'm digging my fingernails into my palm and saying, boy, that sounds great. And I stand up, and the person or hen interviewing me also stands up, and we reach across the desk to shake hands. And I always curse word it up. If they come in with a conventional shake, I'm doing the fist bump. If they do a fist bump, I'm doing a regular shake, and I end up like gripping the person's fist like a doorknob and turning it like. I don't make that noise. And if it's like a elbow bump thing, you know, I somehow find a way to bring my knee into the situation. It's just like, it's just amazing that it's always this miscommunication between hands. And like if the interview is like a cool person, like when I interviewed at Converse, and we try some sort of elaborate sort of, you know, street handshake, but they'll be doing one and I'll be doing the other. They'll be going tip of the fingers, and I'll be going itsy bitsy spider. And it just, they don't gel. At no point is there any sort of connection that a handshake is so, it's so important for a handshake to have. Kills the vibes, as the young people and very old people say. Weirds out the interviewer also. And then when I say, hey, listen, I'm sorry, let's try that again. Let's just try that a little again, I guess, to get this, I get this glare. And it's just, it's not that glare. That's not what the sound of the glare is. You know, I mean, it seems like a small thing, but close listeners of this show may know that there are no small things. There are only very, 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 very big things. Fixing that. I'm going to fix that reverb if it takes the entire hour. There we go. So, and this handshake, not debacle, I don't know, this hole in my social life, called is it's always been so. I've never done a handshake that didn't end with me apologizing, you know. And this is I didn't really know like it was so much of a problem, but it's worried me because I need a jog, and I'm not sticking that landing, and that's the only thing that people remember is the landing. And I have a big interview with Katz's Deli coming up next week, so I have to get this right. Like, what if they come and they, you know, they do some thing where they press a folded up square of pastrami into your hand, and then you're supposed to, you know, do the same, and I mess it up, and then I don't get the job at Katz's Deli. So, what do I do, right? I went to my therapist and said, hey, can we just do 45 minutes of handshakes instead of talking? And you pitching me your band, Rat Libido? My therapist has this band that he keeps wanting me to play on WFMU, Rat Libido. And look, I tell him it's not that kind of show. And he also said I'm not shaking hands for 45 minutes. So I thought, why don't I do some practice right now? on the radio. People in the chat over there, WFMU.org, I gotta turn my hat backwards, it keeps bumping into the mic. People over there are saying, Bucci, why don't you practice on your friends and family or something if you can't, you know? And that's a good question, but the thing, it's August, man. People are away, as the last two shows have underlined, where everyone's away and not listening to the radio. But every single one of my friends and family must be out of town because they don't pick up. Instead of using their hands to shake with Bucci, they're using them to not pick up their cell phones. And it's messed up. So I thought what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn to you folks. And I'm talking to you folks. Help me land a handshake. Make Bucci the Simone Biles of handshakes. And I need to be versed. Like, I'm not just talking about a standard missionary handshake. I'm talking about all kinds. All kinds of, all the different colors of a handshake. I have to be prepared, man. The Katz's people are gonna, I can't blow this Katz's deli interview. I'm already lying about knowing how to cut a brisket. I mean, how hard can it be? Nope, people on the chat are going, oh, it's very hard. I've tried. Stupid. If you have a favorite handshake, call up and teach it to me. And we'll try to do it without this big mess. It has the opposite effect. It's all about friendships, these handshakes. And a bad one is, you know, it has the opposite effect. Let's make it friendly. And it's because the true, like I said, the true meaning of a handshake is friendship. Unless it's what? Like a mafia thing where it's a death sentence, or if you're Judas Iscariot and the handshake is like an act of betrayal disguised as a gesture of affection, and then the Romans grab you. So we're not going to do those handshakes. Don't betray, if there's a bunch of Romans hanging around you and saying, well, you shake hands with the guy that we are looking for. Don't portray Bucci.
Bucci.
Aw. It's a long tail of that drop. So, let's hold on to each other, huh? Let's hold on to each other briefly, very briefly, and successfully. Hmm? But let's not do that now. Let's do that after the break. Right now, let's listen to Tirza. Holding on. Only on WFMU.
I'm not shy to say even when it's wrong. But what's keeping me from holding on?
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
shake hands with Bucci.
So call your response. Now, 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music. Music.
Hey, oh my god. Something's going on with the sliders here at WFMU. Let's see what this sounds like.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
That sounds okay. Hey, it's Bucci. We're back. We were, that was Tirza with, it's called Holding On. Holding On off the Devotion album. Nice song, nice song. So what we're towing this week is handshakes. Bucci's handshake game is in its flop era, you know? And it's been in its flop era for some time now. And so what I'm trying to do is learn how to do a real good handshake and a real cool one. I'm trying to do a professional one. And I'm trying to also coordinate with the other person. Because the problem that I'm actually, one of the problems that I'm actually having is there's no coordination. I'm always misjudging the other person's intent. You know? When they're going professional, I'm going casual. When they're going, when I'm going casual, they're going like more casual. And then even more casual until it becomes like a problem, you know? So I'm hoping that we can kind of lock eyes, do a handshake, and have it land. And we're both feeling, we walk away feeling better about ourselves. All right. Let's shake hands with line one. Caller, you go, Bucci. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Bucci, this is Sepp.
Hey, Sepps, how are you doing?
Just chilling at the moment, taking a break.
Oh, that's
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine, too. So, Sepps, how what's your handshake game like? What are you, what's your go-to handshake?
Well, let me say first, your monologue there, it made me realize that cannibals might actually prefer handshakes over milkshakes. You know what I mean?
Handshakes... Cannibals, let me just get this right. Cannibals prefer milkshakes over handshakes?
Or no, handshakes other way? Over milkshakes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I prefer handshakes over milkshakes, too. I mean, is that, am I a cannibal? Cannibal?
It sounds like you might be, yeah.
If that's your only metric, is
do you like...
I don't know. I feel like this needs work. I need you. It feels like you need to punch this up. Spend the Labor Day weekend punching this theory up there, Sepps. So what is your go-to handshake? Or is it a milkshake where you could concealing a whole milkshake in your hand, and then all of a sudden you're shaking, and then I get a whole, get it all over my palms?
Right, and you just mix it all with your hand instead of a blender.
Yes.
No, I like when I'm super nervous or scared and my hand starts shaking. That's always a pretty cool handshake.
Wait, that's your favorite handshake is when you're scared and shaking?
Yes. Yeah, that's go-to.
Okay, and that works?
I prefer a fist bump. Just a good old-fashioned fist bump, you know what I mean?
Right. So that's your – but, you know, you can't fist bump your mom, right? So you do the scared one because of your fear of your mother?
Yeah. She lives too far away. I can't – you're right.
Well, we can't – that doesn't work over the phone. So let's try to do a handshake. Let's just. You want to try a fist bump, or do you want to try your scared one? Well, you want to try your scared.
Can we do a high five?
Yeah, sure. All right, so let's try it. Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I did it. I missed. I only got your index finger. Let's try it again.
Yeah, I missed too. All right,
you have to look at me. Okay. One.
All right,
two,
I can feel it.
Three. Let's go.
Yeah.
There we go. Nope.
We
missing
it.
Him. Missing.
Swing and a miss. Yeah.
I missed you four times.
I keep swinging, but I can't. I'm not connecting somehow.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Well.
Was that it? Was that yours?
No, we didn't get it. I gave it up. My hands are now in my pockets. Not, you know. So.
I don't know what I hit. Okay.
Well, I think you hit my arm. You also hit my forehead at some point. Like, you kind of went all up and down the booch.
And my bad, every man. Place, I'm sorry.
It is
I'm
your
sorry.
Bad.
We,
yes. No.
Let's try again. You ready?
All right. Well, let's try. You want to just try a regular old, like a fist bump?
Yeah. Let's do it like instead of a high five, we'll kind of like punch fists in the air.
Yeah. It's called a fist bump. Are we going to do a fist punch? All right.
But let's slow down right before, because I don't want to get hurt.
All right. Ready?
Yeah. Three.
Two. One.
Yeah.
Hey, it works! All right, Sepps, have a nice rest of your day. But don't have a good day tomorrow. Caller, you go, Bucci.
Hey, how's it going, Bucci?
Hey, who's it going, voice in the dark? What's your name?
My name's Stan.
Oh, hey, Stan. Oh, Stan. I know this Stan, right? So this is Stan from the northeast side of Chicago, right?
Southwest.
Okay, got it. All right, Stan. What's your? You like the? Well, the Chicago handshake is a Hams and Malort, right? That's the Chicago handshake, right?
Hey, Bootsy, you're reading my mind.
Right? I rode your mind. So, like, a Hams is a beer. Two M's. Mm-mm. And Malort is, do you want to talk about Malort? You want to describe Malort?
Yeah. You know, Malort, it's liquor. It's, some people say it doesn't taste so good. Kind of Jägermeister bitter there.
I feel like people like Jägermeister more than they like Malort.
It's sweeter, you know. It's got more sugar in it. But, yeah, you know, it's kind of a bitter, like an Amaro or some sort of bitter liquor.
It's a digestif. But it's also, it's kind of like, I've always thought of it as a grapefruit that someone injected, like, antifreeze into a little bit. You know, like, it's got that fruitiness, but then it also has that poisony kind of tail to it, you know, the finish. But
you're a sommelier, Bucci.
Yeah, but I'm a fan. I love Malort. I'm a big fan. I love that stuff. And so in Chicago, they have this thing called the Chicago Handshake. It's a shot of Malort, and it's a ham. So is that what you want to give me? You want to give? I would, you know, that sounds okay to me.
No, I just got to say the hams is we can't have hams here in Chicago.
Why not? What do you mean?
Well,
traditionally,
it's old style.
Yeah. Oh, yes, right. It's old style, right? Yeah, that's the other one, right? Okay.
But no. They don't produce old style anywhere near the city of Chicago. Right. So we drink Hopewell.
Hopewell? I've never even heard of that.
They got a beer called Tank Beer. It'll knock your socks off.
This conversation was a handshake. I'd be pulling away. All right, Stan. Let's try another kind of handshake that doesn't end in like alcohol. You know.
Okay.
All right. What are you gonna do? Let's look at each other deep in the eyes.
Okay.
Ready? And I'm gonna give a 1, 2, 3. Let's do it.
Hey.
Hey, that's great, Bucci.
Yeah, it's working. Missed every single time. I was ending up slapping my own thighs at the end of that thing. I don't know. You just kind of stared and watched me, Stan.
Hey, some things aren't easy in life.
Yeah, well, you said, not a mouthful, you said a very little bit. So, so Stan, have a good, you know, the weather's getting to be that perfect Chicago weather. Have a good Labor Day, okay?
Peace be with you, Bucci.
Yeah, all right. Put your, bathe yourself in the waters of Lake Michigan. 201-209-9368. We're doing handshakes. I'm terrible at handshakes. Like I said, never did a handshake that didn't end with me apologizing. I just want to get this thing wrapped up because I need to start making good first impressions. I need to stop having like people tell me, "Well, I've warmed up to you." Like, I don't need to be that. I need to be hot immediately. Kalari Gabuchi.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who's this?
Franco.
Oh, Franco. Let me write that down.
No.
Frank. Oh. Hey, Franco.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, Franco, what's your go-to handshake, or HS, as people are already calling it?
Okay. Well, it's kind of complicated.
Yeah, that's
and
okay.
There's always the possibility that it's not going to work right.
Right. Okay.
But this is what you do.
Do tell.
You put a fake hand in your sleeve.
Ah.
And then when the other person shakes your hand, it comes off in their hand.
Yeah.
And then you look at your empty sleeve with like a horrified expression on your
right,
face.
Right. Oh, that
you know that one, right?
Well, what I usually do, I have done that move, but I use like a mannequin hand, you know, I just put the mannequin hand.
There you go.
Perfect, right? It's not out of like hygiene or like an overwhelming fear to never be touched, or it's like, it's just, I don't know. It's fun. It shakes things up. My hands, Franco, are naturally, you might not know this, but my hands are naturally pretty cold. So,
really?
Yeah. So I can heat up the mannequin hand on the stove and give another person a nice warm shake. And
yeah.
It, you know, sometimes it ends up.
Heat the mannequin.
Yeah. And sometimes they end up coming away
okay,
with
so
a
you have
melted
to have a
plastic
stove with
on
you.
Their face. No, we can't do the hot mannequin shake. Unless you want to do yours, and we can try it, all right? You want to try it?
All right, here we go. Right. Now, you're just encountering me on the street in Chicago, and I stick out my hand.
All right.
And
eye contact.
You go, okay.
Eye contact. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I like the slapping pattern that we got going.
Okay. But then I walk away. I back up.
No, I'm backing up. We're both backing up. We're like, oh.
Okay, and then you have the hand in your hand. And
Jesus!
Where did this come from anyway? Ernie Kovacs or the Marx Brothers?
What, the hand?
Possibly the Three Stooges.
Wait, did the hand come from Ernie Kovacs? What?
No, it's a visual gag that I saw on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And I decided this can work for me.
Oh yeah. I mean, where works with or with Kovacs works with everyone, right?
Sure.
He's been memory holed a little bit. He's been memory holed a little bit, hasn't he? Kovacs,
yeah.
Right? People don't talk about that guy.
Well, people don't watch black and white reruns anymore.
Yeah.
Or they'd know about this fake handshake.
All right. We're both holding hands and we're both pulling away here, Franco. But thanks for I like that we're simpatico about this fake hand dealio.
Great minds, as they say.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend. Great minds. Great minds fool each other with fake arms and hands. One thing I do want to say, because we've been kind of getting... I just make sure that you don't have a weapon on you when you come to do a little handshake with me. A lot of people like to get close to Bucci so they can knife him, and I do have a stab vest on, but I do also have like a tick burying into my ribs a little bit, so I've had to pull up the vest to try to grab it. I've been chasing this tick. So please, you know, I've been grabbing at this thing all show long. Come here. So please, no stabbing or dragging your nails down my chest either. The only person who can do that is the grave. Caller Igabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
This is Orly.
Hey, Orly. How are you?
I'm good, Bucci. How are you?
I am fine. I'm fine, Orly. So, Orly... Let me write that down. Orly, what is your favorite handshake? What's your go-to?
So, I like to put a little hamster in my palm, and I just hold that hamster out, and then the hamster kind of shakes on my behalf.
Okay. So you have this hamster all the time, or you have, like, a really big pocket, or...
Yeah, I have, like... All my clothes have pockets in them.
Sure.
And I just keep the hamster in there. I have a few, so they're interchangeable, you know, because it's a lot of work for them to be, like, following me around all day.
Sure.
And, I don't want them to get tired, so.
No, they do get very tired.
Yeah.
So they're like, hey, Orly, I'll see you later. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. And they reach out your hand, and then you open your palm, and there's a little hamster in there. And then the hamster, you've trained this hamster to extend its little paw, I assume.
Yeah, that's
And then they shake the hamster's hand with the, yeah, okay. You're not worried about the hamster being damaged by someone, like, overly enthusiastically pulling on this hamster.
Well, that's why I have interchangeable hamsters.
Oh, of course. You one hamster goes down, you have a bunch of others.
Exactly.
Well, it's cold but fair. All right, do you want to do that kind of handshake?
Yeah.
I've never handshaked with a little creature before. I don't think that's actually true. I think I have. All right, Orly, let's do it. Eye contact. And now
okay.
I know it's coming, so I'm let's do it.
Okay. Jeez.
Wow, that actually worked. Look at that. Look at that. Oh my god.
The hamster's okay too. So you
I didn't I was very delicate. I got some of the more I got the softest fingers. That's the end of that sentence.
Moisturized.
Yeah, I do. All right, Orly, that was great. And so just one more thing. When you go on job interviews, this is also your method too, or when you have it, like when you're in the line at a wake or something like that?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I've never not gotten a job that I've interviewed for. So
right.
I think it works.
Right. You interview at a lot of pet stores maybe?
No, not a single pet store.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. I'm going to try that at my next interview. Maybe Katz's Deli will appreciate a little hamster running around.
Yeah, let me know. And, you know, you can, like, drop a little pastrami into your pocket after as a thank you.
Oh, I'm doing that with a handshake or no. All right, bye. Okay. That was great. Little handshake with a... that was the most successful handshake I've done since I came out of the womb. And I shook hands with the doctor. So formal, too, that doctor. All right, 201-209-9368. We're shaking hands on the radio. I'm trying to get better at them, and I would like to know what... I need some tips or what you do as your thing. Do you do the sting or whatever, the one where you dig your fingernail into the other person's palm while they're doing it? Or... the hen, where I leave an egg in your palm. Surprise! Call it a Gabucci.
Labe, hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Oh, this is Zachary Day.
Zachary. All right, hey Zachary, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Yep.
How are you? That's the better question. You holding in there?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I think the better question is how are you?
How many points you got on your mortgage?
Look, I don't even want to talk about it. I mean, I've taken a hit. Let's just say that. You know, I'm not underwater yet, but I am right. Underwater.
You being upfront with Mrs. Bucci about your finances?
Look, can we just move on and talk about handshakes?
This is the kind of handshake that I do.
What's that? Will you ask a bunch of questions that are, invasive?
No, you brought it up earlier. That's all I'm saying.
All right, let's...
It's a callback.
I've never heard of such a thing. Let's, all right, Zachary, what's your go-to handshake? Your GTHS.
My go-to handshake. Usually it's, you know, I lean in.
And then people lean away. Right. Is it basically you extend your hand and then people running away from you and then you running across the field trying to chase them?
No, usually I just put my head down and sulk away.
Oh, I see.
I'm too old to run now.
So
in my 20s or something, I would have done that.
Sure. But so now people extend their hand and you what? What do you do?
Oh, no. So I lean forward, right leg, mm-hmm. go forward. You mm-hmm. grab, but then you slip down. You bang elbows once. And then usually it has to.
Radio.
It's a native bird, most likely, but you have to let out a bird call of the nearest bird you see. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you just shake hands with a bird call? Is that what it is? It's just a standard.
No, shake hands, elbow bump.
Shake hands, elbow bump, bird call.
Yeah.
We can do this.
Yeah.
And then, wait, what's. We
We're
both,
bored out here.
Do we. Do we want to pick a bird or no?
Yeah. You know. Do you know the cardinal?
Yeah, I know the cardinal. Let's just do it. All right. You ready?
Okay.
And extend the hand.
There we go.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Elbow.
And. Elbow.
And a
car. I'm like a bird. I'm a butterfly.
All right. Yep. That went really well. I mean, I didn't do it because I forgot to do the cardinal. I'm sorry.
Let's do it again. It's real short. Hand, elbow, cardinal.
Right, I got to let you go. Ugh. 201-209, we're doing, I go around, I've been, like, shaking hands with myself, you know, replacement style.
Pleased to meet me, Bucci. Oh, it's a pleasure to meet me, too.
You know, like, I've been doing that, and it's just not as satisfying. And then people think you're doing something weird. Wow, look at this. Full board. Call you, Gabucci. Line
Bucci.
3. Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Annie.
Oh, hey, Annie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. So, Annie, what do you do for a handshake? What's your handshake of, what do you do?
Well, so I just met a sophomore. I live by a university campus. Mm-hmm. I just met a sophomore young woman, and she gave me her fingers to shake. Last night?
What do you mean she gave you? She, like, led with fingers? Like, kind of like...
Yes. Yes, like a wimpy,
not like a dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, where we're touching each other's fingers, like, what did, like, Wayne's World
do
or something?
No, so, yeah, I went in for the full handshake, and she only gave me just her fingers.
One finger or three fingers or what?
No, all four. All four.
So almost like the queen would, like she wanted you to kiss her palm?
Maybe her hand, or
the top of her hand. Don't kiss the palm of the queen. Is that a Bucci adage?
Yeah, no.
Bucci.
Maybe.
Adage.
So I like to go in. What is the flap of skin between your thumb and your forefinger?
I don't think you can say that on the radio. I don't know. It's called webbing.
Yes, you can.
Webbing. I don't know. Webbing.
That webbing.
Yeah.
So I just go full in.
Oh, so
right?
You just go straight ahead from the hip. You just go bang from the hip and you're in that handshake.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Let's, we can do that.
Yeah. I mean, full in, right? I'm shaking your hand. Yes?
Absolutely. All right. Let's do it. Ready? Right from the hip. One, two, three, go.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Oh, wow. We landed it. We landed that thing. It blew up. Our hands blew up. That was perfect. A perfect handshake. I mean,
oh, I love it.
Both of our eyes, we were not smiling at each other, so it seemed like
there might have been a scowl.
Yeah, we were kind of scowling at each other. But we did successfully shake hands, and now we'd never have to do that again.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, thank the baby.
All right,
bye. Andy tried to stab me. I didn't want to say that on the radio, but she came after me in the side. We were doing that thing, and she tried to stab me. She tried to go under my stab vest. Caller, you go, Bucci. Hello? Who's this?
Oh, hey, what?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Double G. What's up, Bucci?
Oh, hey, Double G. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing great. How about you? I heard you got something going on.
What?
Huh?
How come you talk like you're selling something on the corner? You know that, right?
I'm standing on the corner right now,
to be
fair.
Watching all the girls run away. I think I meant talk to your wife or partner last...
Yeah, that was my wife.
Wow. She seemed very, very cool.
I guess we got some cool wives, huh?
Yeah, even without meeting her, I know that you're lucky to have her.
That's real sweet, Booch. I'm sure if she listened
to
the radio station, she would really appreciate that.
All right. So, Double G, what kind of handshake do you do? I mean, what do you do?
I like to do, like, did you ever have, like family members who like to give you money when you were younger? You're like, hey, you know, like, here's $20, Booch.
Yeah, my grandfather did
right before he left forever. Grandpa, I can't take that. And then, like, he tries to, like, shake your hand for the next, like, hour, and you're like, oh, come on. So I like to, like, I'm going to try to slip you, like, maybe, like, $5.
It's almost like a maitre d'. Like, I'm the maitre d' also. You know, you're trying to get the good table by the kitchen.
Naturally. Yeah. I don't like to sit by the kitchen, but I like the booth.
Well, that's... You like the what?
The booth.
Oh, I thought you said...
Oh, well, no, I mean, both can be true.
Bucci.
All right, Double G. All right, so what kind of handshake are we doing again?
I'm doing the grandpa
handshake. You're going to give in money? All right.
Yeah. Hey, Bucci, hey, come here.
All right. Hold on. I'll come over to you. Let's can't do this long handshake. Let's get closer. All right. Now, let's do it. Ready? Okay.
Hey,
Bucci. Yeah, you need $20? You know, I heard you lost your job. Bucci, yeah, you know, I heard your wife's doing a lot of stuff to, like, make keep the bills and everything. So, you know, I got $20 for you. That's all right for you?
All right. I don't have any money in my palm, though.
Yeah, Booch, I'm broke too. I just lost my job today as well. Actually, it was my last year.
Well, promises. I was expecting some money in my palm.
All right, hold on. I got a little chingling. Here's some change. I got like about 20 pennies. That's all right.
Wait, you have 20 pennies in your hand?
Yeah. How about this hand?
All right. Ready?
One, two,
three.
Here you go, Bucci. Sorry about these pennies. That's all I got.
All over the place. All right, thanks, Double G. I gotta bow out of this handshake. Pennies all over my lap. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci. No,
it is. There is definitely something going on with this fader. 201-209-9368. I'm getting better. I feel like I'm working my way up to we've had some successful ones. Orly and I, and that, you know, hamster that she carries around. We had a nice little thing going, and then Annie, and then one other person, I'm pretty sure. You know, I'd like to do maybe a double-handed, the Bill Clinton, you know, double-handed, empathetic, centrist Democrat. Nice centrist Democrat handshake. Boy! Call it Igabuchi. Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hey, Wuchi!
What is going on with this? Everyone has great phone connections this week. Hey, who's this? Is this Franco again?
This is here. No, this is not. This is Hero.
Okay. Hey, Hero. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. So, Hero, what kind of handshake do you like to do?
Well, I've been sneezing every time before on my hand before I shake. My doctor thinks it's some allergy that I have.
So you are allergic to giving hygienic handshakes? Is that what the allergy is? Or you're just so constantly sneezing that your hands are always wet with sneezes?
My hands are just always wet with sneezes.
Why don't you do the Dracula thing, the thing that COVID taught us? You know, right? You sneeze into the crook of your elbow. How come you don't do that? Don't you have a crook in your elbow? Most people do.
I have that. They're just very strong in it, so it flings everywhere.
I see. You sound popular, Hero. You sound like people really want to, you know, hang out and give you a handshake. I don't want to get ill, you know, because that's the last thing I need and the first thing I don't need. Do you have any other handshake that maybe? Or there's just no way we can shake hands without it being end up getting wet.
I have a glove that I can wear.
Let's wear a glove, and then we're just gonna do a straight up handshake, right? We don't do anything other than that. Are we gonna do a little doodly doodly dee? Are we gonna do like the Fresh Prince of Bel Air? You know the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, the slap. Tss. Are we gonna do that one?
Uh-huh.
We are.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's do the slap.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
All right.
And slap. All right, Hero. Thanks very much. I really appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I got to drink a whole bottle of Robitussin tonight. And take some aspirin. I mean, the Robitussin was already happening. 201-209-9368. We're doing handshakes. I've had some pleasant ones. I've had some very, very bad ones. But we've had different kinds. I would like to know what's your jazz handshake? The one that goes really outside the bounds or we're thinking we're deconstructing a handshake where we're not doing it at all, or I don't know, the backs of our hands or something. I don't know what a deconstructed handshake is off the top of my head. Or my head. Easy, Butchie. So, yeah. So I'd like to get some weirder ones in there. Some that go up and down or all around around the world. Or, just thumbs. Maybe that's the DJ. Just the thumbs. Let's just do thumbs, and then we hook it up, and then it gets a little X-rated. Call it Igabuchi.
Hey, this is Bandit.
What's your name?
Bandit.
Oh, hey, Bandit. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
All right, Bandit. What kind of handshake do you prefer when you're trying to impress someone, you're trying to like think outside the box? Well, what do you got?
I got one of those plastic joy buzzers in my hand at all times.
Uh huh.
I just shake them and it gives them a little buzz, you know.
I see. So it's in your fist at all times and it gets a little buzz. That sounds like eating with a knife and fork might be difficult, huh? You're always buzzing that knife?
It can be a little difficult.
Yeah, it is a lot difficult. All right, so you always have this buzzer in your hand, right?
Yeah.
You surprise people. Do people like that or...?
I mean, you know, it's a 50-50 shot.
I remember when I was a kid, I thought that thing actually was like jolted electricity in you. It just kind of goes zzz, right? Unless you've modified it to hurt people.
No, see, that's like the Joker. That's like a comic book. No, this is like a mechanical spring.
All right.
Wind up.
All right, Bandit. Let's try it. Ready?
Ready. Yeah, you got buzzed.
Ow! You got buzzed. All right, goodbye. Buzzed me. These are, I mean, it feels like a lot of these handshakes are aggressive. You know, they're doing the opposite of what a handshake should do, which was to grab someone and pull them into your circle. And introduce them to your point of view. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello, my dear friend Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this? Is this Hero?
Arthington Bainbridge.
Yeah, hi, Arthington Bainbridge. How you doing? Arthington Bainbridge.
Quite well. Right. And you?
Yeah, fine. What kind of a handshake do you do? Or do you, like, just do a regular one and people are just standing and looking at you with their hands in their pockets?
My handshake is a challenge
That's a
to
yes.
the other.
That's a yes. All right, so what kind of... Let's do it real fast because we're running out of time. I wish this handshake could last all night long, but it can't. So what do you got?
This handshake involves both hands.
Okay.
You stand opposed. As if doing the robot dance.
Okay.
Approach one another as if engaging in a chicken fight.
Okay.
The first to cross the hands in order to successfully shake, 'tis the beta.
Bucci promise.
And that's a Bucci promise. Well, you know what? Let's try it. Let's just try it.
Yes. Indeed.
More coins. More coins. All right. I feel like I learned something. I hope you learned something too. I hope we can kind of get, we got a little bit, a little funky and a little get to know each other. And we got to shake hands with the end of the hour right now because you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online all the time at WFMU.org. Who shakes hands with Bucci? You, Ducci.